you know what this music say?
Yes, Sir Amos, that music say, good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Tommy Moore, Amos Reese, Vince Townsend, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Freeman Gosden. You know, whenever I go down to my drugstore for, say, a medicine chest item, I always come across a lot of other things the family needs. In fact, that Rexall drugstore is really a family shopping center. And I save time as well as money by taking a little tour around the drugstore. Why don't you try it, say, once a week or so, at your Rexall family drugstore?
Well, for 2 months now, Andy Brown has been courting a girl by the name of Consuela Fennington. She's young and pretty, and her father owns a hardware business in town. The competition from the other suitors has been a real problem for Andy. But to the disappointment of her other boyfriends, Consuela finally accepted Andy's proposal. The wedding date is only a week away, and right now the Kingfish, his wife Sapphire, and her mother are discussing it.
Well, Andy's going to have a real big wedding. I understand it's going to be 500 guests.
Yes, oh yes, the affair of the year. But I bet it don't compare to that beautiful garden wedding I give you back home in Georgia when you and Sapphire was married.
Garden wedding?
Yeah.
What is you talking about, Mama? We was married around back in the barnyard.
George, we was not married in no barnyard.
Oh, no? Well, how about the reception? The first time I ever see the mother of the bride leave the receiving line to slop the hogs.
You getting married in a barnyard was really appropriate.
Now, what do you mean by that, Mom?
Well, where else would you hitch up a jackass?
Very funny, Mama, very funny. You about as subtle as a moose in a bathtub.
Never mind Mama, George.
Yeah, I guess I'll miss you. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, lightning. What is that? Oh, there it is, huh? I see. Well, keep it there, lightning. I'll be right down. Excuse me, girls. Going out.
What is that all about?
Well, that was lightning. He said that a special delivery letter just arrived at the lodge hall for Andy. And lightning said it's from the envelope where he can tell it's from a lawyer's office.
Look, George, you ain't thinking of going down there and opening that letter, is you?
Well, I...
Don't you know you could go to jail for tampering with the mail? Don't you know it's a federal offense? The FBI'll be after you.
That's so. Well, thanks for telling me. I'll have lightning open it. I'll... Well, it's a shame about Andy's letter from the lawyer falling out of the envelope while I was boiling myself a kettle of cheese. Yeah, better see what I say. Dear Mr. Brown, this is to inform you that your Uncle Harold Brown passed away recently. Under the terms of his will, you will receive $25,000 in cash. Holy mackerel. However, as your Uncle Harold was a bachelor and a confirmed woman hater, should you be married now or in the future, you will forfeit your share of the estate. Yours truly, J. Harrington Harrison, attorney at law. $25,000. This is too good to pass up.
Some way, somehow, I gotta keep that boy from getting married. I gotta go up and see Andy. When it come to getting this $25,000, when he say I do with the gal, it means I don't with the cash. I gotta look out for that.
Well, I'm glad you dropped up here, Kingfish. I was just trying on my striped trousers here.
Striped trousers? Andy Brown, don't tell me that you was actual serious about going through with your marriage to Consuela Fennington.
Of course I was serious. I had to fight off all them other suitors. The invitation is out. The chapel is rented. Boy, I was so close to marriage, I've been keeping my lips puckered up for the last 2 days.
Well, Andy, I think by now that you would have come to your senses and called the thing off. Sad thing, Andy, a fella your age marrying a young gal like Consuela.
What's so sad about it?
Well, Andy, right now, you was 47 and she is 22. Don't you realize that when she is 37, you're going to be 62?
Yeah.
And when she is 46, you're going to be 71?
Well, what about it? I ain't the type to run out on my wife just because she's an old lady.
Oh, no, I think you done missed the point, Anna. What I'm getting at is when you was in your second childhood, she'll still be a pretty young woman. In other words, when you were sitting there gumming your pablum, she is still going to be in T-bone condition. You see?
Well, now listen, I don't care, Kingfish. My mama was 18 years younger than my papa. He lived to be 92, and all I know is he went with a smile on his face.
Hey, you was pretty determined to marry this Consuela, ain't you?
Yes, sir, Kingfish. She is the sweetest gal I done ever met. There ain't nothing in the world that'll make me give up marrying her.
How about money?
She is the most beautiful, the most charming. How much money?
$25,000, Andy.
What is you talking about?
Andy, does you remember your Uncle Harold?
Uncle Harold? Yeah. Well, I know my papa had a lot of brothers, but
yeah.
I don't disrecall no Uncle Harold.
Well, I think he done disrecall you, Andy, cause a letter done come to the lodge hall from a law firm here in town. Your Uncle Harold has done left you
$25,000. $25,000? What a break. Wait till I tell Consuela.
Yeah, wait a minute now. Not so fast, Andy. Your Uncle Harold was a woman hater. And in order to collect the $25,000, he say that you can be married.
No fool.
In other words, you gotta denuptialate yourself from the gal. Now, here's the letter right here.
But wait a minute, Kingfish. Is you on the level here? I just can't believe that I... wait a minute. Hello?
Is this Andrew H. Brown?
Yeah, sir.
Well, this is J. Harrington Harrison. I'm handing your uncle's estate for the executors in Georgia. Did you receive my letter?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just got it.
Well, my secretary happened to point out an item to me in the local newspaper announcing your forthcoming marriage to Consuela Fennington.
Yeah.
You realize, of course, that if this wedding goes through, you forfeit your right to the inheritance.
Yeah, but you see,
Mr. Brown, you have to make up your mind. Do you plan to give up this girl?
Me? Give up the gal I loves for just $25,000? Ha! I'll be down for the money in the morning.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, one of the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell Rexall drug products. One good example is Rexall's relief for simple sore throat, lozothricin. These antibiotic lozenges not only soothe the throat and help relieve coughing, but also inhibit many bacteria. This is a most important protection. Indeed, any family with frequent colds should keep lozothricin on hand for relief and protection at the first sign of throat discomfort. Lozothricin is spelled L-O-Z-O-T-H-R-I-C-I-N. Lozothricin. Rexall's antibiotic throat lozenges. Available at Rexall drug stores everywhere.
Danny, you mean to say that you was going to call off your wedding to Consuela?
Yeah, Amos, in the words of the poet, I could not love her half so much if I loved not money more.
Beautiful thing, but wait a minute, Danny. I'm glad you're going to get the money, but you can't buy happiness with money.
Yeah, but with $25,000, it makes it a pleasure to be unhappy.
This is something, Annie. Consuela's had a lot of other suitors that she could have married, you know. Yeah. Had a gal has done bought a trousseau, a papa done arranged for the wedding. There's going to be a lot of trouble when you breaks the news to her that the wedding's off.
Well, I know. I was awful nervous about it, too. Me and the Kingfish is going up there this afternoon when she's going to be home alone. He's going to hold my hand and give me moral support while I'm giving her the brush off.
Yeah, well, I hope you're doing the right thing, Andy. Besides Consuela being a very beautiful gal, her papa was going to put you to work, you know, in his hardware store.
Yeah, and when I think it over, that going to work was the thing that really took the charm out of Consuela.
Well, Andy, here's Consuela's house. Now, just go in there and tell her as nice and sweet as possible that the wedding is off.
Yeah, well, I was kind of nervous, Kingfish. I never likes to double-cross a woman to her face. That's what the telephone is for.
Andy, now look here. You got nothing to worry about. There's no reason for a man to be afraid of a little slip of a girl like that. What kind of a man is you anyway? Now, you get on in there, and I'll wait for you out here on the porch here.
You going to wait out here on the porch? I thought you was going to give me support.
Now, listen, Andy, I want you to remember that while you was in there fighting with the gal, I'm going to be here giving you support through 2 feet of stucco.
You mean you ain't coming in with me?
No, Andy, if somebody goes wrong in there, something goes wrong, somebody got to be out here and declare to go for the ambulance, Andy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I never thunk of that, yeah. Well, I'll knock on the door.
Yeah, now do the best you can.
Now, get out of sight, King. Tell me, I don't know why I'm so nervous. She's just a gal. She ain't gonna hit me or nothing. Oh, I won't have no trouble at all. How do you do, Consuela?
Why, Andy, honey, you sweet old thing. Come in. I was just lolling around here in the house in my slacks and sweater.
Yeah.
Sit down, Andy. Right here on the sofa.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I'll just sit right next to you. Hey, how's that?
Consuela, I come over here to tell you something very important. You see, boy, it's awful hot for a cold day, ain't it?
Oh, Andy, you're so cute when you're serious. It'll be just like this when we're married. You coming home from work with a lot of silly old problems on your mind. And I'll snuggle up to you like this.
Consuela,
And then I'll chuggle my sweetie pie under the chin like this. Gitchy, gitchy, goo-goo. Now, Wendy, you tell me all about that old problem.
Well, excuse me, Consuela. I'll be right back. I'm going to step out on the porch and get a breath of air. Hey, Kingfish, where is you?
Right here, Andy. What's up?
Kingfish, what was I supposed to tell Consuela?
You big dummy, you were supposed to tell her that you was finished, that the wedding is off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She done gitchy-goo-gooed it right out of my mind. Don't worry, I'll tell her.
Are you all right now, Andy?
Yeah, Consuela.
You sit right here, Andy. I just made some fudge and I'll get some fudge. Yeah. But I'll be right back.
Oh, me. Hey, Kingfish.
What is it now?
She's getting some fudge.
Andy, will you stop beating around the bush and tell the gal?
Well, can't I wait till I eat the fudge?
Listen, you boob, get in there.
Okay, I'll see what I can.
What is the matter with that crazy Andy? Don't he realize $25,000 is at stake? Let me peek through the curtains here and through the window and see what's going on. Uh-oh. Look at that big slob. She's sitting on his lap and popping fudge into his mouth. I tell you, if he don't...
What are you doing? Window shopping, fella?
No, sir. Oh, I didn't see you behind me there, Mr. Fennington.
Oh, it's you, Stevens.
Yes.
You're that friend of Brown's, aren't you?
Oh, yes, sir, yes. I just waiting here. Andy's in there talking to your daughter, Consuela. That's what he's doing in there.
Well, yeah. I just might as well let you know, Stevens, that I'm not too happy about my daughter, Marion Brown. She could have done a lot better. Just between the two of us, I think he's a boob.
Oh, yes, sir. I agree with you there. Yes, sir. But he is a real big one. Yeah, he's a big one.
However, now, howsomever, if it's my daughter that wants him, I'm going to see to it that he makes her happy. And I'm a-telling you, if he does anything now or in the future to make her unhappy, he's going to regret it.
Oh, no, sir, no, sir. He won't do nothing to make her unhappy. He is in there now making with the prenuptial love talk and all that stuff. Ha, 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 yes, sir. Oh, yeah, I tell you, he...
Kingfish, Consuela went for more fudge. I'm going to give that silly gal the brush off as soon as she gets back.
Say hello to your father-in-law here, right there.
Oh, I didn't see him there. How is your papa, dear?
What's going on here? What's this stuff about a brush off?
Oh, no, he didn't say brush off. He said he gonna have to rush off that.
I think we'd all better go inside. I want to find out what's going on around here. After you, Stevens.
Yeah, I'll walk in the front there.
Oh, Andy, here you are. I have some more fun. Oh, Daddy and Mr. Stevens.
Yeah, how you do, Consuela?
Daughter, what was Brown in here talking to you about?
Well, I don't know, Daddy. He said he had something very important to tell me.
All right, Brown. What was it you wanted to say?
Well, Consuela, I...
That's it, Andy. tell her, Brother Andy, tell her.
Consuela, I...
Speak up, Andy.
You make the best fudge I ever tasted.
Is that all you have to say, Andy?
Yeah.
I want if you excuse me and Mr. Brown. We do down at the church to tune up the organ. We'll see you later. Come on, Andy.
So long, everybody. So long. Oh, me, Kingfish. What are we doing now?
Andy, we got to go over and see Algonquin J. Calhoun. As long as you can't give up, Consuela, there must be some way that you can still get your hands on that money.
Yeah. Say, you want a piece of fudge, Kingfish?
Fudge?
Yeah. While she was sitting on my lap, I done slipped a batch of it in my pocket.
Oh, Andy.
It's the mouthwash that kills germs on contact.
Rexall MI-31.
It's the gargle that kills germs on contact.
Rexall MI-31.
It's the multi-purpose antiseptic that kills germs on contact.
Yes, MI-31 is Rexall's multi-purpose antiseptic, safely used full strength to actually kill germs on contact.
And you'll find so many uses for MI-31 at your house, you'll be glad it comes in the big full pint bottle.
You'll get an extra measure of protection in the full pint of MI-31 at the same price as other brands of smaller quantity. So friends, for your families, mouthwash, gargle, and multipurpose antiseptic, remember,
MI-31 kills germs on contact.
Rexall MI-31 at Rexall Drug Stores everywhere, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Well, that's the whole situation, Calhoun. Now, how can Andy get the money and still marry the gal?
Well, maybe we could do a little codicil fracturing.
Codicil fracturing?
Yeah, break the will.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how could we do that, Calhoun?
Well, now, as your attorney, I could go into court and plead noli contendere. I could claim ipso facto covet interest and habeas corpus. I could do that except for one thing.
What is that?
I don't know what them crazy words mean.
Well, listen, Calhoun. The wedding day is only 2 days off. I don't think we got no chance of breaking the will.
Yeah, ain't that a crazy thing? His uncle putting a clause in like that saying that he don't get the money if he's married. Now, what kind of a will is that anyway? Explain that to me.
Now, wait a minute, Jerry. Wait a minute. It is kind of a crazy will, and it gives me an idea. The thing to do is get the will declared null and void.
Yeah, but explain to me how you gonna null and void the thing up. How you gonna do that with all that?
Well, now, according to the letter, Andy is the sole heir.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could prove to that lawyer, J. Harrington Harrison, that Andy's uncle was incompetent when he writ the will would be sold out and Andy could get the money anyway.
Yeah, and that's what we'll do. I tell you what, I'll say that I asked his old family physician from Georgia and certify the boy was incompetent in the head.
Yeah, that's the thing to do, all right, boys.
Yeah, well, I hope this thing works, because if it don't, we is licked.
Boys, don't never take that attitude. Never say die. Don't never give up. Look at me. Number one, did I give up practicing law because I was disbarred? Number two, did I give up practicing law because I couldn't get no clients? Number three, did I give up practicing law because I couldn't make no money? No, I did not. Three of the biggest mistakes I done ever made.
Well, that's right, Mr. Harrison. I got definite proof that my Uncle Harold was off his rocker when he writ that will.
That's a pretty broad statement. I hope you have some proof to back it up.
Oh, yes, sir. That's why I brung this gentleman here. Allow me to introduce Uncle Harold's old family physician. This year's Dr. Stevens, the famous brain surgeon and uncle doctor.
You are the late Mr. Brown's doctor from Georgia?
Yeah, sir. Flew up this morning in our plane. Yeah, I was held up for a while in customs while they frisked me for boll weevils, but they let me out.
Doctor, do I understand you are here to back up the claim that the late Harold Brown was incompetent at the time he wrote this will?
Oh, yeah, sir, that's why he is. Yeah, sir, I'm positive that he was incompetent at the time. You see, he called me in to make a checkup on him, and, well, the first inkling that I got that he didn't have all his wits about him was when I asked him to stick out his tongue. Instead of him saying, ah, he said, duh.
Yeah, my uncle was really bad off. The doctor explained to me that if he'd have been a horse, they'd have had to destroy him.
Oh, yeah, the poor gentleman certainly wasn't himself. Yeah, he definitely had the mind of a juvenile. I tapped him on the head with one of them rubber hammers, and his brain had a 12-year-old ping to it. Yeah.
Well, doctor, I hope you got some other medical opinions on this.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, to tell you the truth, seeing the situation was like it was, I called the Mayo brothers for their consultation, and they give him the introductory $9 checkup that they had, you see.
I see. And just what was their medical opinion?
Well, they say that he was definitely juvenile. They say all we could do was to watch him, and if he got any worse, to get him a playpen.
You know, Mr. Stevens, for a doctor, I must say, you're the strangest talking medical man I ever met.
Well, that proves that my uncle was incompetent. If he was in his right mind, he'd have never hired a bum like this.
Yes, I have no doubt of that. Tell me, Dr. Stevens, just where did you study medicine?
Oh, I studied it in the most famous medical school in the world.
Oh, you studied at Johns Hopkins?
Oh, no, sir, I never left the country. I stayed right here in the United States.
Just as I thought.
No.
Brown, I'm sure when you came in my office, you noticed on the door J. Harrington Harrison, attorney at law.
Oh, yes, sir. I see that, all right.
And you realize that to be an attorney, I had to go to college, attend law school, and pass the bar examination. And furthermore, I...
Never mind getting wound up there, mister. Tell me this. Did you swallow our story or didn't you?
I didn't.
Yeah. Well, what happens now?
See here, Brown. The terms of the will are explicit and final. If you marry this Pennington girl or any other woman, you forfeit all claim to the estate.
I must have your decision by the first thing tomorrow morning.
Come on, Andy.
Well, Andy, what you gonna do? Number's $25,000.
I'm just gonna call up Consuela and call the whole thing off.
Yeah, you're doing the right thing, Andy.
Yeah. Just one question, Kingfish.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Mayo brothers really want to put my uncle in the playpen?
Oh, Andy, what... Well, Andy went up to Consuela's and tell her that the wedding was off. Now, when he gets the $25,000, I'll take about half of that.
Hey, Kingfish, I gotta see you right away.
Yeah, well, what in the world is the matter, Andy? Didn't you tell the gal the wedding was off?
Yeah, sure, I told her that. And on the way here, I stopped in my room and looked up the family records. There was never no Harold Brown in the family. I ain't never had no Uncle Harold.
Hey, but wait a minute, Andy. What about the letter from the lawyer, J. Harrington Harrison? Why in the world would he write a letter like that if it wasn't true?
I don't know, Kingfish. I don't know.
Well, I thought I loved Andy. But when he told me he wanted to call the marriage off, I guess I was mistaken. I can't understand why he did it. Can you, darling?
I have an idea, Consuela. But let's forget about Andy Brown, now that you're going to be Mrs. G. Harrington Harrison.
Mr.